I'm joined by case manager Ian McDonald after this afternoon's 3-2 loss at Bastley. Ian, it was a disappointing result today. We just didn't appear to be at the races.
No, very poor. It was one of the, massive game for us. If we could have took a point, won the game, that probably would have finished Bastley's season. But, we spoke in the dressing room at the start of the game about the team that wants it the most, and unfortunately, the team out there in yellow and black today were the ones that wanted it the most.
You said that opening things up now below us, the top two has probably gone now, I think. We need to consolidate our position in the playoffs, but it's really opened up now, just underneath us.
Yeah, teams are chasing, the Croydons, Bashley, Dovers, they're all teams that are right on our heels, and, our destiny is still in our hands, we're still in sixth spot, we're a win clear, so we've got to go out and do the business in the last five games. If we perform or defend like we defended today in those five games, then we're going to be in trouble. But just hopefully it's just a little blip. Every team has them. Unfortunately, we've had ours today.
On the plus side, Kenny got another couple of goals today. He's now the club's top scorer. He seems to have formed a good partnership with James Rose up there, who set both of Kenny's goals up today.
Yeah. And I wasn't happy with James's performance in the first half, For me, he's looking for too many free kicks instead of concentrating on the ball and winning headers. He's gone out second half and did absolutely brilliant for the flick on for the second goal. But they're forming. I maintain we've got a team who can score goals and score goals from all over the place. We're very good at set pieces. We've got Richard's long throw, so that's a nice bit of ammunition to have. Disappointing today, as I said. We've conceded two goals from two corners, following two corners, and the first goal, everybody just seemed to stand and watch. I think Silsey put his hand up for offside and the whole team froze. Like I said, we just had too many wanting to watch the game today instead of competing.
Pitcher didn't look as sharp as he has done in the last couple of games, and you pulled him off with about 20 minutes to go. How's he coming along in terms of match fitness?
Yeah, Jeff's done okay. Obviously, he's going to improve with every game, but it's probably not just day to day. Bumpy pitch, swirly wind, and we couldn't get him on the ball as often as we would like to have done. But I thought Boothie did great when he came on as the second half substitute. And give us plenty of effort up and down the right hand side. The whole squad now, everybody's fighting for places. Which is good to have. And we spoke with him now. We're disappointed, but we'll bounce back Tuesday hopefully.
You mentioned the conditions there. How big a part did the wind play and the bumpy pitch as well?
With similar conditions to Horsham away, Met Police at home, when we mastered those conditions, so we can't use that as an excuse. It was just the 11v11, and it was the 11, as I've said, in the yellow shirts that wanted it more than our guys did. And it's disappointing to say that, because it's not many times I've been able to say that over the last 3 or 4 months. But we'll bounce back.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, playing Coshals in the Surrey Cup semi-final. Are you going to keep faith with the more squad players who've got us this far in the Cup, or are you going to build a stronger side?
It'll be a stronger team. It'll be different to today's team, because there's three or four guys who need games. So I'll just take a look at it, see how everybody is over the weekend. And there will be changes, but not changes because of the defeat today.
The club issued a statement earlier this week regarding Martin Lee's position, saying that he was staying following an approach from Windsor, but he wasn't named as a sub today, although he was here. What's the latest with him?
He's back in the squad. Basically, he asked me on Monday evening if he could be released from his contract, because another club had come in for him, Windsor and Eton. I agreed that, and then on the Tuesday he rang me up and said Windsor can't come up with the money for him, and as he's a contracted player, I've got to keep him. It's not as if he's just on a lineman form with us and you can release him easily. So he's a contracted player. He wants to work hard and get back in the team. So I'm happy to have him around at the moment. He's been suspended for 4 games. The team's been doing well. And that's basically why I want him in the squad today.